那雅思口语新周刊，每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试，Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做一份短期工作相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a short-term job you plan to do in foreign country，在国外想做的或者从事的一份短期工作。开门见山三个思路，首先交代工作本身，the translator，想成为一个翻译。中文到英文的，英文到中文的都行，中译英，英译中，把基本信息带入。其次强调工作内容。一般翻译嘛，就是说进行一些商务谈判呢，或者说做一些生活类的翻译啊，都行。地点是我最常考虑的，希望是在欧洲地区，世界最发达的地区，比如英国什么的，把这些细节带入。第三，结尾强调这份工作我对它的一个珍惜程度。这样的一份工作对我来说很理想，因为我很擅长做这样一件事儿，而且呢还能在异域风情的国家去做，最重要的是薪水很高，可能一周1万块钱吧，我觉得很棒。这样来看呢，三者不算回答符合逻辑。首先交代工作内容本身是一个翻译，其次呢强调这工作地点相关是在欧洲地区，第三结尾强调这份工作的一个基本待遇以及我对它的一种珍惜程度。这样来看，三者不算回答符合逻辑，结尾还有引导。话不多讲，5秒钟，看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, the translator will be the job that I'm certainly really hoping to do in that country. As a student too, it seems quite tough at the beginning if I want to do the job well. You know, what I'm trying to say is that I have to learn the second language pretty well. In the meantime, I should have personal interest. You know, I can say that I have both of these two advantages, seriously. From Chinese to English, from English to Chinese, you know, I'm pretty good at doing all of these. In fact, I'm planning to be a translator in European countries where I'm filled with Western cultures and history. More importantly, I could let other people know more about our culture. I mean, for example, like Chinese culture. This is the point. Besides, I wouldn't do such kind of work for too long at a time, since I might complete my work in 2 weeks at the most. This is another point that I really like, you know. A short-term job is like nearly perfect to me. I would also get well paid, you know, like 10,000 yuan a week. Yeah, that's very wonderful, you know. For my part, I think that I would try everything that I could if I had such opportunity to do this job. I mean, it's my ideal work. So that's it.
那在结尾呢，这次做了一个情绪的引导，强调出来这份工作对我的重要性。也就是说呢，我真的有机会做这样的一份工作的话呢，那高薪是吧？时间还不长，而且还能在异域风情的国家去做，哎，我真的会超级珍惜的。强调出来我个人的一个情感，对于这份工作的喜爱。考官接下来就会问了，那是工作环境重要啊，还是薪水重要啊，还是这份工作的爱重要啊？形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节。第一个，强调这份工作翻译 （translator）。第二个，有点艰巨啊，这工作可能有点难。It seems a bit tough. 第三个，充满 ，be filled with. 最后，完成 ，complete. 这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B17693907 B17693907。希望今天这样期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。